Delighted to say, I Loves Me County, Keane Manning is back in studio with another very interesting tale, and which, I guarantee you, having known a little bit about what we're going to be talking about today, how come we never heard of this fella?
How come we never heard of this fella? We've heard an awful lot about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but not only did I not realise there was a strong Waterford connection, I didn't realise there was a Californian Gold Rush connection.
I actually started with this with the season that we're in, because I was wondering, do the two of you like wine?
Now and again.
Now and again.
Red wine, more.
Would you be
wine.
Partial to a Californian wine?
Probably would.
I don't know
be.
If I'm even that picky, but I'm all ears.
Because this particular individual you can thank for California being one of the great wine-producing regions of the world. His name is Samuel S. Brannan.
Brannan. Again, another unusual
Brannan.
Surname.
Yeah.
I've heard of Brennan,
Brennan,
but Brannan.
But not Brannan.
I came across this name years ago, and it said a Waterford Mormon. And of course, I was like
intrigued. Ding, ding, ding.
So I was looking for Brennans and all this sort of stuff.
Watson,
and,
pass me my microscope here. I need to know.
A little bit of digging. And then came across this individual called Samuel S. Brannan. So his father was the Waterford connection. He was a Thomas Brannan who was actually born on Christmas Day in 1755.
Oh, he was a Christmas baby.
Apparently, he worked in a distillery before emigrating to the States.
Okay.
But whether that's true, it's hard to know.
Yeah.
He was married twice, and it was through his second marriage with a woman called Sarah Knox Emery, who was 18 years his junior, that Samuel was the fifth child, the youngest child of that marriage. But his father was kind of a notorious drunkard, and seems from
the demon drink.
The demon drink, yeah. Like, even there's one historian writes that basically when Sarah married Samuel's father, that she thought she could bear with it.
Aww.
And then the interpretation is that the Irish in him had gone just to reverse. And the older he grew, the contrarier he got.
You can never change the man.
No, you made that point exactly. This is a mistake women make. They think you can change men.
And men.
You know what I mean?
Men. Oh, don't start this. Don't subject Keane to this. Sometimes men should be open to realising they need to change.
Oh, I totally, 100%. I'm not saying that at all.
Full stop. 100%.
But I'm just saying the fact that you think you can change somebody.
I don't think I can change somebody.
I'm talking about women in general.
Look what you've started, Keane.
I just look after my brother's dog. That's my main concern as I look at the ground.
But
it's Ollie and Dipner talking.
Getting back to Samuel.
Mom and Dad are arguing.
Getting back to Samuel S. Brannan.
Yeah, so I imagine he tried to get away from his family circumstances from quite early on.
That must have been difficult for anybody.
Yeah, so he seems to find solace in this Mormon church, obviously established by Joseph Smith. So Samuel effectively becomes like a pioneer of that movement and is really well respected and influential in it. He becomes an elder of the church, so he has like these sort of spiritual and ministerial rights. And he's aboard the Brooklyn, which is this vessel that travels with numerous amount of Mormons from New York City to San Francisco in a 6-month voyage. And he's even tasked with sort of setting up a settlement in California.
So he's a doer. He's an organizer.
Very much so. Yeah. So like he's leading, I think it's something like 240, 238 Mormons. And he sets up this colony, for want of a better phrase. And the aim is for it to become like the core settlement of the Mormon church. And in one sense, it's kind of the beginning of the end for his relations with that organization. He established it in an area called Latin Indian Yerba Buena Cove.
Of all
it's
the places,
not easy to write on an envelope.
Of all the places you could have chosen.
Which is better known today as San Francisco.
Fantastic, that's easier to remember.
So he then, obviously learning from that mouthful, decided to name the Mormon settlement New Hope. And a few years later, the Mormons decide that they are going to set up their community in the Great Salt Lake. And that's where they kind of part then. So obviously he's put in a lot of effort to develop New Hope with the aim of becoming the capital of the Mormon church. Doesn't happen. So he turns his attention to business and he becomes one of the most powerful men in California. He sets up the first newspaper in San Francisco, the California Star. Even just reading a list of some of his achievements, like he starts the first school there. He starts some of the first shops. He's involved with one of the first stores in the Sacramento Valley. And he's credited today with being sort of the media newspaper genius, created the publicity for the Gold Rush of that period.
Entrepreneur. Media mogul.
Yeah.
He seems to have it all going on.
Yeah, and then he promoted quite a lot then with developing wine. So as I was saying, he becomes the first Californian state millionaire. But unfortunately, his demise is not too far around the corner. So he actually marries a woman by the name of Anne Eliza Corwin in New York City prior to making the move west. But he has numerous affairs and also displays drunken behaviour. So kind of
so much for his Mormon leanings there initially.
Yeah, it's like even one of the affairs he's purported to have had is with the actress Lola Montez.
Ooh.
So she was obviously like an Irish actress that kind of made her claim to fame under the name.
Her name was Lola. She could merengue. Or whatever.
It doesn't rhyme, but she was born in Sligo as well. Barry Manilow had a lot of work to do with that.
He did.
Essentially, Eliza gets fed up of Samuel's behaviour and it leads to divorce. So he has to liquidate quite a substantial amount of his assets. And basically, it's the beginning of the end then. So he actually, it's kind of like a rags to riches story, but to rags again. But he also has a slightly even sort of internationally darker side too. So like in the 1850s, he attempted to overthrow the King of Hawaii.
Good Lord.
He wanted to place himself as the Governor General of Hawaii.
So entrepreneur, media mogul, and hugely ambitious for world domination.
I see the way you're seeing the glass half full here.
Yeah, and even when that wasn't successful, he attempted another overthrow. This time it was in the 1860s. He was kind of more...
Was it a smaller kind of country or group?
It was the Mexican emperor.
Oh my God.
Wow. So he had ambition.
He had definitely ambition. He had a hunger for power.
Wow.
So he had everything. He had newspapers. He had wine.
Didn't have a wife though, did he?
Not in the end. No, not in the end. But then again, that probably goes back to the discussion you were having about change.
You just can't change him, lads.
Obviously not. Any marriage counsellors listening would like to back up that theory.
We charge €200 for advice.
My God, Keane. Yes. Well, listen, thank you so very much. Yet another very interesting chapter of history about how not to conduct yourself in life, and even if you do become a millionaire.
Yeah, from relationships to coup d'etats. It's a lesson of how not to, from Samuel S. Brannan.
I couldn't have summed it up better myself. Thank you, Keane Manning, for I Loves Me County. Thank you.